like finding reasons to get outside. I really like to find reasons to get outside with my children and my grandchildren. We've been geocachers for a long time. We've been bird watching and bird watchers for a long time. We love to hike. But don't stop taking your kids and grandkids outside once the sun falls below the horizon, because you're missing a huge opportunity to explore a whole new dimension. Let's welcome Dr. Sky to the show.
And good morning, Rosie. Good to be in the house on Rosie on the House. Thank
you. We've kind of walked into this topic by covering the subject of lighting in, about, and around your house. Someone said, well, when you're talking about outside lighting, you better address the dark sky outside lighting and the responsibility we all have to protect our dark sky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what have you been up to? I know y'all do some night sky watching it.
What we try to do, our whole Dr. Sky company, is try to offer some positivity in these rather depressing COVID times. And I know you've probably covered it, but I'll say it proudly on your show. You know, what better way to get out of the doldrums than to take your family and spend the time to look at our cherished skies that we have here? And obviously, Rosie, I'm not going to go into all the details. I think that's from your side and your previous guests on how to prevent the glare, which causes the sky glow, which obviously many locations in Arizona have been declared by the International Dark Sky Association to be these very dark sky places, whether they be parks, reserves, or communities. Obviously, this is what people tell us they like so much. So for 10 years, we've been providing what to see in the nighttime sky.
Yes.
And Rosie,
yes.
It's the planet Mars, sometimes referred to by many as the god of war. But regardless of how you look at it, throughout history, so many people have looked to Mars. And look at all the spacecraft that are headed there, America's Perseverance, with the first helicopter type of little robotic craft, this little drone, Ingenuity, it's headed there. We got there in February. But Rosie, we're looking at Mars, some 38 million miles away. But in moderate-sized telescopes, we've been showing people, and people can do this, and maybe some of the listeners out there do have the equipment, and they're already doing it. What are they seeing? They're seeing the shrinking southern polar cap on Mars. They're seeing so many of the so-called land features, potential dust storms that are brewing up, and some of the giant volcanoes. You can actually see the cloud tops over these volcanoes in a rather large, sophisticated telescope. But the important part, Rosie, is Mars is the center stage. And it's doing something rather funky in the sky as far as planets do. We know that the astrology community is tied closely to the astronomy community, at least sometimes. But right now, folks, Mars is going through its retrograde time. And Rosie, think of all the craziness that's going on in the world, and people always talk about retrograde, so something's going on there if you're into the astrology side. That started on September the 9th, and it ends by November the 14th. But if you could jump on a light beam with me, Rosie, and the listeners, we could get to Mars in about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, but I'll take the beautiful view with the naked eye and share that because it's something that's going to get better, and we'll be doing a lot of things around the valley and the state, not only with that, but so many of the other things. But it's really one of the most highlighted objects in event. And don't forget that really strange and funky moon on Halloween night, Rosie. We get the second full moon.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah. We get to see a... Since 1944, I've checked this, we have not had a full moon, meaning 100% full, on Halloween night since 1944, and it probably won't happen again since 2035.
And I already know where I'm going to be Halloween night. I'm going to be camping with all my grandsons out in the middle of the desert just south of Payson. So I'll have...
With all the good things in Arizona, what we're trying to do, Rosie, is show you how to use equipment, how to step outside of doors, go and enjoy the nighttime sky. You don't really have to always travel far. There's so many wonderful places here in Arizona and the rich history of astronomy here. But I mention this in passing because I'm so proud of the fact that during my college days, again, Clyde Tombaugh, the discoverer of the then planet Pluto, now the dwarf, got to know him and his family so well, Rosie. And boy, I'll tell you, that was not only a shot in the pants to continue to study this very good subject, but what an amazing story that I'm sure will be told once again by the good folks at the Lowell Observatory, that, of course, Percival Lowell, the director, founded way back when, and the great story of Dr. Tombaugh, but they're right. You know, Dr. Hall was saying it, and I heard it very clearly. America's planet obviously, the planet Pluto, or the dwarf planet, back on February 18th, 1930.
Well, in talking to the Arizona homeowners, whose attention you now have, what kind of equipment could a family purchase and have a reasonably good astronomical experience in their backyard?
With limited budgets right now, this is my personal Dr. Sky opinion, these small, simple-to-use Dobsonian, just remember the term Dobsonian, in namesake of the astronomer who did this on sidewalks in San Francisco, John Dobson, the Dobsonian design, is just the basic telescope. It looks like something, if you remember back during the days when kids built the soapbox derby cars, you know, out of little wood crates. These are functional telescopes. They're reflectors. Just remember Dobsonian, if you get a 6-inch or even an 8-inch, they don't have all the computer technology behind it. And why am I? I'm not negative on that. For the very beginner who has maybe a pair of binoculars and wants to move forward, these little Dobsonians are just great. They're a little on the large side. You know, you can take them apart and just have somebody help you carry the base because it's just wood.
You're always such a joy to have on the show. We really appreciate you taking the
Thank
time.
You.
Real quick, we've got a text message that wants to know, what's your favorite astronomy phone app for learning? You've got to have one.
Yeah, there is one. I love one called The Planets. Just go to that one, which is a really simple one. It gives you a basic nighttime sky, and it gives you the three-dimensional view of the universe. So just go to The Planets. You'll see it, of course, up there, wherever good apps are found at all these app stores.